AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A New York State prison worker will be in court today, charged with supplying tools and other items to two convicted murderers who escaped more than a week ago. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says Joyce Mitchell backed out of the plan to pick up the pair and drive them out of state.
I have no reason to believe that there was a plan B, but there certainly could have.
Hundreds of police continue their search for the pair. Children are back in class in schools near the prison. State police patrolling the school campuses as well as bus pickup and drop-off locations just in case. Later today, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is expected to announce he's running for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. In an online video, Bush sounded an optimistic note about the country.
What we need is new leadership that takes conservative principles and applies them so that people can rise up. America's best days are in front of us, and we are going to lead the world.
When he announces, Bush will become the 11th candidate in the GOP field. The beaches are open today on Oak Island, North Carolina, after two separate shark attacks leave two children in the hospital. Fire Chief Chris Anselmo tells NBC's Today Show.
This is an isolated incident. I've been here for 16 years. I've been the chief for three, but I've been here on this island in the fire department for 16 years, and we've never had this incident.
Anselmo telling people to stay out of the water from the late afternoon on. A 12-year-old girl lost part of an arm and could lose her leg after being attacked at around 4 p.m. Eastern time yesterday. 16-year-old boy was attacked about 2 hours later on another part of the island. He is said to have lost an arm. Connecticut child welfare officials are investigating why a Bridgeport school sent a kindergartner back to class after she broke her arm in two places. Local media report that the girl's mother says she went to the state after no one at the school called her about her daughter. This is AP Radio News. Foo Fighters lead singer Dave Grohl is recovering after a concert mishap. Matt Small with more.
That's the song the Foo Fighters were performing when frontman Dave Grohl fell off the stage during a concert in Sweden Friday. The accident left the singer with a broken leg, an x-ray of which was posted to the band's website with the caption, "Thank you, Gutenberg. That was amazing." A concert set for last night and one for tomorrow in Switzerland have been canceled, but their tour is due to resume later this week in London. I'm Matt Small.
Iran aims to marry off more of its young people. Country launching its first official matchmaking website. The Deputy Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports says there are an estimated 11 million young unwed Iranians. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.